Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah. I am so excited about these prophetic words. God is speaking. You think about 400 years between, I believe, Malachi, the book of Malachi, all the way down to when Jesus was born, you know, and all of a sudden the shepherds were seeing and the word was giving unto you is born. There was like 400 years of silence of the voice of the Lord. Can you imagine that 400 years?
No.
And it's like God's speaking, and it's so important. We should never take his voice for granted. And those are called prophetic words, words of wisdom and knowledge. When God is, I mean, he's involved in the cares of our life. He loves you. Acts chapter 17 says he's always around us. He's always near us. He's just waiting for us to acknowledge the reality of who he is and what he's doing. He loves you. He's got a good plan for your life. And it's just exciting to be able to have these prophetic words loose. And today we're going to be talking about a couple of those prophetic words, plus some success secrets. God's got secrets to be able to bring success in your life. And we love being able to do that. But just tell us about what Hank is saying right here.
Well, Hank and Chuck are both prophesying about...
This is Hank.
Hank Kuhneman and Chuck Pierce
are
prophesying about China and how the underground church will be no longer underground. This is exciting.
So what you're saying is like the underground church in China is going to be no longer underground.
I didn't want to take too much time, but respectfully, yes. I've been having vision after vision after vision. I saw Tiananmen Square with another gathering. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, this is in reverse. He said, it's going to be a gathering of what has been underground shall come above ground. And that's why the enemy wants to bring a natural war over Korea to hinder and to preempt something. But God is trying to hold it back so that we can get to the harvest and get this bamboo curtain shredded and down, and this domino to begin to fall of North Korea.
And Sid, that's part of that covenant release that I saw, because the minerals in the ground that haven't been able to be harvested, God's going to show us better ways to harvest that. You're going to see new breakthroughs with the harvesting of gold. You're going to see a new breakthrough. Matter of fact, with gold specifically, watch it very carefully. And the thing that I want to say to us is this. The enemy in Daniel 7 tries to wear down your mind and your thinking. I decree right now all the weariness off of our minds. We're going to have new thought processes. We're going to be able to hear in new ways. We're going to have energy to create what needs to be created. And then the last thing I want to say is watch your gates. There are gates all around you. Watch the gates, every gate you go through, every gate going back into your city, every gate. This is a gateway city between South Carolina and North Carolina. This city becomes one of the key cities for the future of America. Watch the gateways. Watch the gateways. This year, the Spirit of God is sending angelic help to open up the gates.
Watch your gateways. This is so important. I think about, you know, in the scriptures when it talks about King David wasn't taking his place at the gates because he was going through the process, I believe, of mourning what happened with his son, Absalom, and what was taking place. And then that's where decisions are made. That's where the marketplace is. That's where judgments are made.
The wisdom of the elders.
The wisdom of the elders is made. And that, you know, and so often, you know, parents, many parents have left the gate where they just got tired and they were talking to their children and say, does it make a difference trying to raise my children the way they should go? This is what the shift is about, that it does make a huge difference. Things that we said for a long time didn't make a difference. Look what the difference it makes. It makes a huge difference. Even the fact of acknowledging Christmas is Christmas. I mean, look at what's taking place. So you think about, you know, get back into your place again, authority in your home, in your marriage, in your workplace, in your ministry, in your office. Some of you have employees that are, even though you're paying them, they act like they're employing you. And it's because you left your place in the gates and the authority of that business. God's put that business in your heart. He's put that vision of that business, and you're carrying it. But they've been criticizing you. They've been telling you how to run your business, and the Lord's telling you, you got to get back into your place. Get back into your place in the place of authority. No matter what, you're going through something emotional. Maybe something just like happened to David. You had something happen in your own family with your own son or your own daughter. and it's affected you emotionally, you're the one that God's given that gift to be able to run that business, to be in that place of leadership in that ministry. And you got to get back in that place. And when you take your place in the gates of the city, in the gates of where God's called you to be, and man that place, God begins to give you success. He begins to give you victory. Not only do judgments come, but support comes from heaven to be able to support you in that place of authority. Mm. Because all authority is established by God. So when you're in that place that God's called you to be, in your place of authority, heaven, you know, Romans 13, 1 through 5, heaven comes down to support you. You're looking at a servant.
Alignment of heaven.
Yes, the alignment of heaven. And so I want to encourage you right now, you know, and to share with us too. You know, we love to hear you talking back to us and you know, and share your comments with us, because I know that maybe that's been going through your life, and you're thinking, you know, I've totally surrendered. I started the company, you know, it was my business, but now I brought in family members, I brought in other people, and they've been running my business, and I've lost my whole company. But you have an anointing to do that business well, and when you get back into your place, more people are going to be blessed. Some of those people in those business, if they can't come into alignment, you have to give them a relocation package. You have to say, I see it. I got a vision for you. It's not here, but I'll help you find a place that you can agree with. Because when you walk in agreement, he says, how can anybody work together unless they agree, right?
That's right.
How can you walk together unless you agree? And when you get in agreement with what God is saying, and you get in agreement in your ministry, in your marriage, in your family, in your business, I'm telling you, this is breakthrough. This is a breakthrough,
wow,
blessing, release. And I want you to just share with us. We love to hear from you. We love you. Our community, we love to hear from you. We're doing this thing together. This is some of the things that's standing out to me. What's standing out to you when you hear this word about energy and God just moving in that area?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.